Nolte, only 17% of Trump supporters believe Joe Biden legitimately elected. By John Nolte on February 22, 2021. A USA Today/Suffolk University poll found that only 17% of Trump voters believe his fraudulency Joe Biden was legitimately elected, while 73% said he was not. Note, please keep in mind that USA Today/Suffolk polls are false polls with terrible track records, so everything should be taken with that grain of salt. Nevertheless, fake news outlets are apoplectic over this poll. Even though, if these numbers are to be believed, these same media outlets are primarily responsible for the results. What we saw happen in the swing states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia during the election was real. State courts and bureaucrats unilaterally and unconstitutionally changed voting laws, mailed out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots, stopped counting in the middle of the night, and then his fraudulency squeaked out a narrow win. In the swing states that mattered, Biden's win was narrower than Trump's. Something stinks. Sorry, it just does. Does this mean there was voter fraud? Of course, there was voter fraud. Does this mean there was enough fraud to overturn the presidential election? We don't know. And that's the problem, we don't know. And one thing that makes us suspicious is that no one wants to find out if there was voter fraud, most especially the establishment media. Instead of looking into the 2020 president election, instead of investigating what happened and taking people's concerns seriously, the corporate media are only increasing our suspicions by refusing not only to look into what happened, but by writing those of us off who have questions as terrorists and conspiracy theorists. People with nothing to hide don't freak out when you ask a question. Governments with nothing to hide don't freak out when you make an inquiry. Between the last-minute rules changes, the stopping of the vote count, the lack of government transparency, and the media playing tackle to demonize anyone asking questions, Trump voters have every reason to believe the 2020 election was stolen. That doesn't mean it was stolen, but when you behave as though you have something to hide, people have every right to believe you have something to hide. Same with the Capitol Hill riot. In this same poll, 58% of Trump voters said the riot was mostly an Antifa-inspired attack that only involved a few Trump supporters. Well, that's more than double the 28% who say it was a rally of Trump supporters, some of whom attacked the Capitol. Only 4% described it as an attempted coup inspired by President Trump. This doesn't surprise me at all. Look at how many lies the corporate media have told about the riot. We were told a police officer was beaten to death by a fire extinguisher. Nope. We were told some guy showed up with handcuffs. Nope. We were told this was an armed insurrection. Nope. Then there are the lies of omission, especially the media covering up the fact that in his speech just prior to the riot, President Trump called on his supporters to be peaceful. Oh, and we also learned the corporate media did business, to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars, with a leftist agitator who stands accused of partaking in the Capitol Hill riot and encouraging others to join him. That sure sounds like a false flag operation to me. I'm sorry, but after all these media lies of commission and omission and the breathtaking news that the media rewarded a left-winger accused of rioting and encouraging others to riot, it is perfectly reasonable for people to believe it was an Antifa-inspired attack. We are unceasingly lied to by the corporate media, big tech, and the federal government. Whenever we ask questions, we are shouted down as liars and conspiracy theorists just before we are blacklisted. No one tells us the truth. No one is interested in discovering the truth. Anyone who questions any of this is canceled and attacked. Of course, this is going to breed suspicion, and it should breed suspicion. I know I'm suspicious. If 3/4 of Trump supporters do not accept Biden's legitimacy, you're talking about some 60 million Americans. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.